The nation is preparing for a verdict in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the ex-police officer accused of killing George Floyd last summer. Protests are expected if Chauvin is found not guilty. Here in Jacksonville, both law enforcement and civil rights activists are weighing the impact of a new Florida law that threatens protesters with new legal penalties. Protests over the death of George Floyd last summer were smaller in Florida than in other parts of the U.S., but they still inspired Governor Ron DeSantis' anti-riot bill, which adds harsher penalties for people arrested during protests and gives the police new powers to arrest even peaceful protesters. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams supports the new law and says he'll work with the community to build trust and cooperation. Activist Ben Frazier with Jacksonville's Northside Coalition is opposed, but he says progressives are undeterred by the governor's signature.
As we have in the past, we will maintain, encourage, and practice nonviolent principles. We will self-monitor our participants. We will utilize our very own protest marshals, and we will ask for the support of legal observers provided by the American Civil Liberties Union. But I can assure you, we will continue to protest, march, rally, and demonstrate regardless of any law, any racist law, by this governor's administration.
Civil liberties groups are expected to challenge the law in the courts on First Amendment grounds. Sydney Bowles, WJCT News, 89.9.